With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. The ACLU of Colorado today filed a class action lawsuit against Governor Jared Polis and the Department of Corrections, seeking an emergency order to compel the DOC to protect medically vulnerable incarcerated people from COVID-19. Erica Grossman, an attorney with the ACLU, says the lawsuit asks the Department of Corrections to prioritize the release of people who are older, sick, or otherwise vulnerable to serious illness or death from COVID-19 and who pose no threat to public safety.
We're not asking the courts or anybody to open the prison gates and let dangerous people into the community. But given the state of our prisons, the reality is there are many, many people who are in there that are not a danger to the community and that are seriously at risk of severe illness or death from this pandemic. And the Department of Corrections needs to do its job and figure out who is vulnerable and can be safely released rather than let more people die.
Governor Polis had issued an executive order, parts of which have now expired, ordering a relaxing of standards for release of prisoners during the pandemic, with a view to creating more space in prisons and to facilitate more opportunity for social distancing. The Denver Post reports that only 290 inmates were actually released over 2 months under the order. That's less than 2% of the system's pre-pandemic population. Nearly 600 prisoners in the state have tested positive for COVID-19, and 35 Department of Corrections employees have also tested positive. The Sterling Correctional Facility has been identified as having one of the state's largest COVID-19 outbreaks, with 539 confirmed cases. Two prisoners there have died as a result of the virus. The Colorado Department of Labor has set up a system for employers to report job refusals. Workers and employers are supposed to report job refusals by employees who are receiving unemployment benefits. Those workers might then lose their unemployment benefits, depending on their situation. Speaking today, Governor Jared Polis said that the vast majority of Coloradoans, however, just want to get back to work.
Coloradans are independent and honest, and we want to work for a living. We don't want government handouts. And by and large, when Coloradans have the opportunity to return to make an honest living, of course they want to get off of the government dole and be able to get back to work. I think they're also being very rational in this in two ways. First of all, yes, there are Coloradans, older Coloradans, those with pre-existing health conditions, that should not be at work in a public-facing environment because it is very dangerous. And we want to make every accommodation for them as possible. They can be shifted to a non-public facing position where they can receive unemployment. But that is very important for them. And then secondly, people understand that this unemployment insurance kick-up is temporary. And so while you may make a little bit more now not working or the same amount, you will also be out of a job in July in an environment with 10 or 15% unemployment. And you might have a very difficult time finding another job. So we treasure our jobs. We treasure our positions. We're responsible people. And by and large, it does not surprise me one bit that most Coloradans are more than ready to get back to work.
According to the latest figures from the Department of Labor, claims for regular unemployment insurance benefits in the state declined slightly for the sixth straight week. Denver Public Schools will likely require that students and teachers wear face masks when they return to school in the fall in an effort to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The Denver Post reports that class sizes will also be significantly reduced, with 10 to 16 people allowed in a class at one time, including instructors. Large assemblies will be discontinued and facilities will be disinfected throughout the school day. You can find all of our coverage of the coronavirus online at kgnu.org.